You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are continuing our conversations on organizations and wellness, especially church worker wellness, thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today, the Reverend Dr. Greg Walton with Grace Place Wellness. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Glad to be here.
I'm looking forward to learning more about what Grace Place Wellness does and your involvement with Grace Place as well. I know Grace Place has a history. We got to talk with Dr. Eckridge many times throughout our time here, my time here at KFUO. How did you come to Grace Place? Why was it important for you to join the team at Grace Place and lead that team?
Yeah, I had the opportunity back in 2010 to attend my first Grace Place Wellness retreat with John and Kathy Eckridge. Mm-hmm. It was a transitional time in our lives. I had just been elected district president for Florida Georgia District. And for a year, my wife lived in Atlanta and I lived in Orlando. So it was a lot of time away from one another. So this retreat was really kind of a beginning, a fresh start when she moved down to Orlando. And John and Kathy, along with Dave Ludwig and his wife, Kathy, made it just a wonderful experience for us. And over the years, as a district president, I had the opportunity to interact with Grace Place Wellness and to really utilize that for the good of our workers in the Florida Georgia District. I think we held three or maybe four different conferences over the years. And I worked pretty closely with Daryl Zimmerman at that time, who was the CEO of Grace Place Wellness. When my term came to an end in 2022, I knew I wanted to do something to help church workers. You know, during the time that I served as a district president, you learn a lot and you see a lot of things that you would love to see corrected for church workers and for their welfare. Some brought on by the church workers themselves, bad habits that we form early on, but some that were imposed upon them by the place they served. And so you try and work through those situations as best you could. So when I completed my term as district president, I found that this was an opportunity and Daryl was looking towards retirement and I applied for it and here I am. So had the great opportunity to work with Daryl for the first year or a little bit over a year of my service and learned a lot. We're trying to move beyond just simply retreats though. Grace Place Wellness for 25 years was all about retreats. Mm-hmm. And taking church workers really into a retreat setting, providing them with really some handles on stress and how to deal with their own personal wellness and that of their spouse if they have one, and how that impacts their life and their ministry, which is really an important aspect of it. But it goes beyond that because really what we found often was happening, and I saw this as I served in the district, guys would go on a retreat and they'd have a good experience, positive experience, come back somewhat refreshed, but within maybe 2-3 months, they're right back where they started. And part of that is because we hadn't changed the environment. So the congregation, for the most part, had no idea what was going on or why they were even going to this retreat in many cases, simply that they had been invited by the district. So the guys themselves were right back in that stressful situation. So one of the things that I really want to see happen is how do we change the environment that the workers are in? And I believe that 90% of church worker wellness issues could probably be easily resolved if there was intentional care on the part of congregations, understanding how they can better care for the workers.
What are some of the things that you see are important when it comes to caring for workers? What makes a difference? You received that care as a worker. You were a district president. As you pointed out, there's certainly some stress when your household is split across two states and trying to make that work. What were some of the things, the care that you received in that retreat that you think also would be valuable in the congregation?
Yeah, I think it's multiple. You know, a lot of what we have stressed with Grace Place Wellness is self-care. These are things that we can do really to care for ourselves. Immediately, when we think of worker wellness, we think of physical care, taking care of ourselves. And that certainly is a really important aspect. For instance, one of the things that I talk to workers about, Andy, is are they getting their physical, from a doctor annually? These are things that we can do to prevent further problems down the road. So, physical is an aspect of that, but emotional, how are we handling our emotions? How are we dealing with conflict because it's inevitable in a congregation? Are we really instilling a sense of curiosity within ourselves to grow as church workers? We spend a lot of time in school preparing to be church workers. And some people think, well, once I'm finished, I'm done. But we have to continually learn and grow. And so we call that intellectual wellness. We talk about all these different aspects that are really part of the wellness wheel. And it really begins with understanding our baptismal identity is in Christ. It's not the clothes that we wear or the positions that we hold. We are redeemed sinners in the arms of a Savior who loves us. And that's really where we have to start. That's the foundation. There's so much information out there now on worker wellness and, the lack thereof. Interesting facets like physical wellness. The 2017 study Synod did found that 75% of our pastors are obese or overweight. This is not a good thing, especially with a reduction that we have right now. We have such a shortage of pastors available. We can't afford to lose them. We need to keep them healthy and strong and somehow build longevity. And that's really where I see the congregation being involved in caring for their workers in simple ways. When we talk about care of workers, I don't believe that we're talking about, like radical things. We're talking about really simple things like being aware of, facial gestures and are there things going on? Being aware if the workers are getting enough sleep or if they're getting, enough time off to spend with their family. As a district president, one of the questions I'd ask my pastors is, have you taken your wife out on a date in the last week? I think that's a really important thing, that you spend that intentional time cultivating your own wellness. Congregations can help by supporting them and by having maybe people that will intentionally say, hey, are you taking your day off? Or are you caring for your family? Those are the kinds of things I think that can really make a difference.
How have you seen that in action? Where have you seen that in congregations or other settings? Where have you seen that in action that really does make a difference?
Yeah, I know of several congregations that have committees like this that will actually help support their church workers intentionally. Mm-hmm. And it really makes a difference because the worker does not feel alone. They feel a sense of, peace. That they have someone they can talk to, confide in. We like to say that a board of elders is that for a pastor, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's a very contentious relationship. These are people that are, pro-church workers. They care about them on a different level. They're not just simply there to say, well, this is your job, but they're there to say, how are things going in your life? It's not very often that people in the pew recognize the levels of stress that many of our church workers are under, enhanced even now after COVID. And I know that COVID is now becoming more of a memory, and yet the continuing saga of COVID impacts the church in many ways. So, there's a lot of discouragement out there as we see worship communities shrink. Or diminish. We see a lot of fear as budget time comes around. Very often the church budget is built on the back of the workers, and that's we want to change that culture and help congregations understand. There's a congregation in one of our districts that has groups of members of the congregation that take responsibility for each one of the church workers and meets with them personally and prays for them, prays with them. Imagine this, as a church worker, for a lay person from your ministry, whether it's church or school or whatever it happens to be, calling you in the middle of the week saying, hey, you are on my mind. I just wanted to pray with you. Now, I know a lot of pastors who do that for their members, but to have a member do that for them really can be very transformational. So we're trying to encourage that kind of relationship so that there is a satisfaction in ministry.
How does that make a difference for ministry when the worker is well? What does that mean for the ministry? And when the worker isn't well?
Sure.
Those little things that build up, it can be a slippery slope and go from wellness to not well. And what does that mean? How does that impact the ministry?
Yeah, I think, healthy workers are equipped to do better ministry. It's, they can focus on the ministry that God has called them to do without worrying about living paycheck to paycheck, for instance, or worrying about the mental or physical condition of family members. If they're supported and they have that kind of support system, they're able to do the ministry that God has called them to do. On the other hand, I think that when we fail to provide those things for church workers, whether intentionally or unintentionally, and I believe that very often it's unintentional, it's discouraging. Workers feel like nobody cares. They wonder if their worth is really valued at a particular ministry. And so the ministry itself is not as productive, and you don't find as many opportunities to conduct the ministry to the most beneficial way. So
we're learning about Grace Place Wellness with the Reverend Dr. Greg Welton. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about wellness today with Reverend Dr. Greg Welton of Grace Place Wellness and learning about how Grace Place supports church workers, church worker wellness, and particularly what that means for congregations, how congregations can help church workers be well and care for their church workers. Grace Place Wellness is now a part of Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your place in Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and then we'll talk about how that connects to the congregation, how congregations can and church workers can be a part of Grace Place.
Sure. Grace Place Wellness was acquired by LCEF in 2022. We're part of Ministry Solutions in Grace LCEF, and mm-hmm. Grace Place Wellness is just a portion of that team that does Ministry Solutions. And so we are really focused on worker care, church worker care, because LCF believes that this is the future of the church. If we're not caring for our workers, we're not going to have the impact in the communities for the sake of the gospel. So, Grace Place Wellness is an investment for ministry. We want to help congregations realize, and really LCF has always been about investments. And so in this case, we're investing in church workers to say, we care, but we also want to see you become the fulfillment of what God has called you to become in your particular ministry. So part of that is lifting up the needs of the workers and making them aware that there are a number of organizations, thankfully, in the LCMS that care for church workers directly, and we certainly work in concert with them. We feel like there's a complementary respect for them, and I'm so glad that we have the various things that are out there. One of the areas, though, that I think is a gap is how do we serve and educate our laity? How do we help them understand that their investment in their worker is really an investment in their ministry. That is, a worker thrives and it grows, that it does impact directly the ministry in a particular location. And so we've seen that in some places. I was recently working with a congregation. I did a congregational retreat with staff, and then with the next day with their lay leaders. And out of that came some really good information for the staff understanding, as well as for the lay leaders understanding better how they can interact with their staff. And that's really what we want to see. And as a part of that, we put together a staff covenant for that staff, how they're going to operate together to accomplish more for the mission of the gospel. So there are direct relationships to the ministry that is being done at a particular location.
So tell me about how these services are available, how this support is available to congregations that are served by LCEF.
Yeah, we're certainly available through ministry.solutions@lcef.org. That's our email, or they can get in touch with me directly, greg.walton@lcef.org, and we're happy to help however we can. We're not doing a standard retreat anymore. The classic retreat is still available. What we're finding is that congregations and ministries are looking for specific kinds of help in specific areas. So for some, it may be just kind of an introduction to the wellness wheel, but for others, they know exactly which areas of wellness they want to focus on. And we're happy to tailor that and work with congregations. I've done a number of workshops at different district conferences, and whatever we can do to try and help promote church workers. One of the things, Andy, is I really feel strongly about this. We are not everything to everyone, but where we can refer and help people find the right place, if they need mental health, we are not the organization for them. If they're looking for a deeper educational focus, that would be kind of doxology's territory. If they're looking for therapeutic help, that's really kind of Shepherd's Canyon's territory. We're very much preventative maintenance. We want to help workers care for themselves so that they don't need these other things. But when they need them, we want them to get the right help in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So give us an example, maybe a hypothetical situation of what that would look like for Grace Place Wellness and maybe a congregation, what that service would look like, that partnership would look like to help church workers be well.
Yeah, we do a church worker wellness retreat for congregations, helping mm-hmm. congregations become aware. You know, the thing is, we talk about the wellness wheel in relationship to church workers, but the reality is congregation lay leaders also need to see themselves in that wellness wheel. A lot of them are also not finding the balance in their own life. And so while we kind of couch it in terms of church workers, we also relate it to the church leaders.
So tell me more about what that retreat, that time together might look like. Is it typically a one-day retreat? Or I know you probably customize it, but
we do customize it. Sometimes it's ideally a few days mm-hmm. because you want to build a relationship within the group. We focus a lot on conversation with one another because, frankly, you know, I'm there for a short time and I'm leaving. So, you know, the answers don't have to impress me, but I want them to talk with each other mm-hmm. because that's the ongoing conversation that leads to health and wellness beyond the retreat itself. But, you know, in a congregation, we want to talk mostly about relational wellness. How do you relate to one another? That's kind of a lost art in many places today. We want to talk again about emotional wellness. How do we deal with those sticky situations that rise up within the ministry? Teamwork. We want to focus on those kinds of things. So a typical retreat, we would start with some devotional time, maybe a little bit of worship time. And then we would go into some sessions and facilitate conversations around the table for workers with their leaders so that there's some communication that maybe needs to be facilitated.
What would you say is the most maybe surprising or challenging thing for us in congregations to consider or to learn or accept to help church workers be healthy?
I think, you know, sometimes we put church workers on a pedestal I've seen it where church workers are put on a pedestal. I've also seen it where they're treated like employees. You know, they're just there as workers. And neither of those are really adequate to describe what it is, because it's a calling from God. But the thing is, they're human. They also have the same kinds of hurts. They have the same kind of needs as anybody else. And I think sometimes we overlook the fact that things that are said or things that are done, well-meaning or not, can be very harmful or hurtful if they're not resolved.
What is the, maybe the, what are the takeaways that when we're done with a retreat, you want us to walk away with, and what comes next after a retreat?
Yeah, I think there's an ongoing awareness that needs to take place. I think one of the things that I would say would be a takeaway would be how we communicate with one another, how we build team together, that there's a partnership that often is overlooked. In my own parish experience, I had some lay leaders who felt like, you deal with the spiritual stuff and we'll deal with the church business stuff. And the reality is there's really no separation. They have to be together. And so there needs to be this partnership. I think stronger partnership is one thing that we would hope to see as a result of the retreat, an idea of common vision, working towards common goals together for the sake of not only the local ministry, but the community the ministry is set in. So there's always that mission portion of that. But then we would also hope that ongoing, that there would be these communications with maybe a support team that would help to make sure that the needs are being heard in a way that builds confidence with the worker and they know that they're cared for.
Tell me more about resources available, how we can continue to learn what's available from Grace Place Wellness with LCEF. What are the resources? Are there other resources that we can just tap into without scheduling a retreat?
Yeah. Daryl Zimmerman wrote a great book, Reclaiming the Joy of Ministry and Reclaiming the Joy of Church Vocation for Ordained and Commissioned Ministers. These are kind of self-led retreats. And he had put together some accompanying workbooks that if they want to dive deeper into a particular area, they can certainly do that. We are certainly available for coaching and consultation. And again, you know, whatever we can do to help church workers, that's really what we want to do.
Very good. And how can we get those resources and get connected with you?
Yeah, just contact us again at ministry.solutions@lcef.org, and we're happy to help you find them.
All right, ministry.solutions@lcef.org. Thank you so much for joining me on the Coffee Hour, helping me learn about Grace Place Wellness. And yes.
Can I do one more thing?
Absolutely.
One more thing I want to say, Andy, is, you know, one of the areas that Grace Place has delved into in the last year is sabbaticals for church workers. This is such a great need among our church workers to have a period of time where they can kind of get away and clear their heads and really reclaim the joy of their ministry. LCEF has graciously supplied some scholarships for ministry sabbaticals, and you'll be hearing more about that in the spring. We did that this past year and had a great response, and we have four workers who received a $5,000 scholarship. Now, that's not enough to pay for a sabbatical, but it's probably, well, it is more than what we've ever done in the LCMS for sabbaticals. So we're just trying to create awareness of the great need for church workers to have that time. And we hope to continue to build on that as we go into the future.
Sounds like a great opportunity for learning and growing.
Absolutely.
As a church worker. Well, thanks for sharing that resource as well. Again, today, our guest, the Reverend Dr. Greg Welton of Grace Place Wellness, thank you so much for being my guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you. Appreciate having me.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.